Representative Byron Donalds calls to subpoena Jill Biden and Kamala Harris to testify on Joe Biden's health. By Hannah Knudsen on July 17, 2025. Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, is calling for members of the Biden administration to be subpoenaed to testify on former President Joe Biden's health. Making the call this week following former First Lady Jill Biden's Chief of Staff Anthony Bernal pleading the fifth during his appearance before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. According to Committee Chair Representative James Comer, RKY, Bernal pleaded the fifth at his deposition on Wednesday. Mr. Bernal pleaded the fifth when asked if any unelected official or family members executed the duties of the president and if Joe Biden ever instructed him to lie about his health. Comer revealed in a statement, deeming this a historic scandal that demands transparency. Donalds laid into Bernal, deeming this corruption at the highest level. Because if you cannot say, answer a simple question about Joe Biden's capabilities, then that further demonstrates that he was not in charge of his administration, and if he was not in charge of his administration, then every order, every bill that was signed, every memorandum, as far as I'm concerned, are null and void, and congressional Democrats need to actually step into the light and not hide behind this stuff or run away from it, because everything that that administration did is, as far as I'm concerned, is unlawful. If he did not have the ability to discharge his duties, then anything that he signed or the Autobahn signed, or whatever, as far as I'm concerned, is null and void. Donalds, who is running for governor in Florida, also said former Vice President Kamala Harris must have played a role in the Biden health cover-up. And where was Kamala Harris? I'm not going to speak for the chairman. I'm going to speak for myself. As far as I'm concerned, every member of the Biden administration at this point needs to be subpoenaed, he declared. I don't care if they were a secretary. I don't care if they were a janitor working in there. They all gotta come in and answer questions for this committee. I think Kamala Harris needs to come in and tell us what she knew and when she knew it. She ran for president, so she should be able to tell us what was going on, he added, stating that this of course includes Jill Biden. He continued, of course, her right-hand man. Anthony Bernal is the right-hand man, that's her guy, her chief of staff. If he came in here and pled the fifth, I'm sorry, but former First Lady? She's gotta come in here and answer questions. Listen, that is the president's wife. I have a wife. James has a wife. Obviously, with family members, you want to do everything you can to protect your family. But if you can't answer a basic question to the mental capabilities of President Biden, then as far as I'm concerned, you now have to answer to the American people. Related, Representative Byron Donalds has a plan for Florida, take it to the next level. This comes as poll after poll demonstrates that most U.S. adults believe Democrats actively try to conceal the reality of Biden's waning health during his presidency. Contrast this with the recent health announcement from the Trump administration. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt announced President Donald Trump has been diagnosed with the benign and common condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. She said Trump wanted her to share this information with the American people in the effort of transparency.